Microphone check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
You are now tuned in to the Two Cents and Nonsense podcast. I'm here with my homeboy, Matt.
What up, what up?
I am Antoine Y. Slicker. Follow us on Twitter at 2Nonsense. That's the number 2, NONCENTS. Yes. Also, get into that Facebook community. Search 2 Cents Nonsense in your Facebook search bar. Get into the group. Post up memes and more. We'd love to have you. We have, again, our special guest. He's becoming a regular on this goddamn show, which is great.
I was just about to say that.
He's becoming a regular, but we gonna still call you a special guest anyways, man. Jason is on the line. He's gonna always be our special guest, even if he's becoming a regular. We appreciate you being on the line with us, man. How you been, bro?
I'm good, man. Just been bored, man. Yeah. You know what I've been doing, man?
What?
I've been watching all 49er games, man.
All 49er games? God.
Yeah, watching. That's good shit. Watching old school joints, man.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Like,
yeah, I only watch the ones where the good guys win, though, man.
Yo, I feel you on that. I would never watch a game where my Dolphins lose.
All right.
No, there's only one game I would watch when my Dolphins lose, and that's when Dan Marino and Warren Moon, they had a shootout in like 92, 93.
Yeah, that was a good game.
Yeah.
You know?
I watched the Super Bowl versus the Ravens probably like 6 months ago. I'm not ready to watch the one versus the Chiefs yet.
Yeah.
I need some time to heal.
I hear that.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, man. But I know you down there in Florida, they done opened up down there a little bit.
What's open down there?
Yeah, they can open it up. I ain't going nowhere. Good.
What's open?
They doing the bar. The restaurants is open.
Oh, they tripping.
But only like 25% capacity, they say. They doing the barbershops and nail salons on Monday. They got beaches open down here, but the parking lots is closed. I don't understand that.
Because they don't really want y'all.
Yeah, they don't really want y'all on that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, if you live on the beach, they're like, yeah, you can go on there.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like, they just opened up the mall yesterday, actually.
Oh, that's
trying
a bad
to get
idea.
That Mother's Day money.
That's a bad
yeah,
idea.
Yeah.
Malls are probably the worst.
Yeah, like, I ordered my mom's gifts, my wife's gifts, so I'm good, man. I ain't going nowhere.
Shit, I just gave my girl her gift today. I only gave it to her because if it didn't fit, I was have to go send it back and get a new one.
Yeah.
I got her one of them Pandora bracelets in the... bracelets and a couple charms.
Okay.
But I wasn't sure if it was going to fit her wrist or not. That's why I gave it to her early, because if not, I was going to have to take that shit back.
Oh, man. Y'all doing good. Y'all doing mad good, because I ain't getting my girl nothing. Y'all doing
Dude,
great.
It's her first Mother's Day.
Man. I know, man. Her first Mother's Day, she ain't even spending it with me. Like, she ain't even here.
You still got to get a song.
Yeah, I do.
Hopefully,
man.
She don't hear this.
Yeah.
Well, this episode ain't coming out till Tuesday, so this episode don't come out till Tuesday.
She know when we record.
Yeah, but this episode don't come out till Tuesday, so she ain't gonna hear it. She ain't gonna hear this.
Like, I got my wife a bottle of some Prada perfume. I couldn't even smell it, bro. I was just reading reviews.
I hear that, man. I do that shit too with perfume buying it for my girl. Cause I ain't going in no store.
Yeah.
Well, we can't go in those stores anyway in New York, but
yeah.
And then I got a pair of phone posits, but those ain't coming so probably later this week. So it is what it is.
Yeah.
So I'm a sneaker junkie, so I can't have my wife out with me, and she got on some Reebok classics, you know what I'm saying? I got on exclusive shit, so everybody gotta have their feet on point.
Understood, man.
The kids too.
I just found out my son doesn't like shoes. He does not want them shits on. She put some on him yesterday.
Well, he's still a baby
He does.
Yeah.
He cried like a motherfucker.
Till they get about 3, you gonna put them on. Soon you gonna take them off. Soon you get in the car, bro.
Yeah. So that's what it is, man. But on today's episode, we are going to discuss the top 10 diss tracks that we have. Each one of us will have a list of diss tracks that we're going to put out here.
I ain't got 10. I'll tell you that right now.
We also going to give...
I'm not like y'all.
You're not like us.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all went digging in the crates and the YouTube and shit. I went off a straight memory, what I remember.
I went digging into the crates. I went digging into the crates off a memory of people that I knew battled each other, who dissed each other over the years. And also on today's episode, we got the bad advice segment, excuse me, that we're going to give to you guys, where we're going to give you, I'm going to read off some advice columns. These are actual written questions into an advice column. We're going to give our worst advice possible. Sometimes it might be good advice, even if it's bad. Even if it sounds bad, it might be good. So we're going to give y'all that. So, Jason.
Yes, sir.
As far as with the diss tracks, man, we known a lot of people that then went in on each other. We had the Jay-Z versus the Nas. We had Biggie versus Tupac.
Classic.
We had LL Cool J versus Cannabis.
Classic.
We had NWA versus Ice Cube. We had
50 versus everybody.
50 versus everybody. Dre versus Easy. You know, we had a lot going on. We had the Lox versus State Property.
Yeah.
You know.
Those were good too.
So you got your 10 diss tracks that you put together. Give us the first one on the list. Who you got on the list for the diss track? If you got an honorable mention that you want to put out there that ain't on the list, but you just want to shout them out, you could do that too.
All right, honorable mention. I'm gonna go King of the Hill.
King of the Hill.
Ice Cube and Mac 10, and the Target is Cypress Hill.
Oh yeah, I remember that. That was the West Side Connection joint versus Cypress Hill. Okay.
I heard that.
Yes.
That's
and that was some gangster shit. We'd actually spill down to the streets. They'd beat Ice Cube up over that shit. Yeah. Changed.
One of my honorable mentions I got up here, I got Jada Kiss with Checkmate, and the Target was 50 Cent. That's one of my honorable mentions.
I like that one too.
Yeah.
I like that one too. Another one I didn't make my list was Common Sense, The Bitch in You.
Ooh.
I couldn't put that in the 10, man. It was hard to narrow this shit down to 10.
Yeah. The Bitch in You joint, the Common joint, that was the one where he was going at Ice Cube, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
A bitch nigga with an attitude named
Cube. Yeah, that joint was fire. All right, so what's your number 10, though? What you got at number 10?
Number 10, I got For the Record by Sean Poe.
Ooh.
Going at 50 Cent.
Oh, man.
Yeah, now this track right here was actually recorded while he was in doing his biz up in, I think he was in Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
When he went to jail for that shit, shooting in the club with Puffy and J-Lo.
Right.
Yeah, he actually recorded that shit. It's pretty gangster, man. Like, I was scared when I heard this shit. Like, something was really going to happen to 50.
You thought something was going to happen to 50? My number 10, I got Tupac Against All Odds, where he was going at Biggie, Nas. He went at Mobb Deep.
Yeah.
He was going at everybody in that joint. All three verses was just targeting folks.
Yeah.
So, I like that joint, so I put that at my number 10. What else you got?
Number 9, I got Drake, Back to Back.
Oh, he got the Drake Back to Back going at Meek Millie.
Yeah, Back to Back.
You heard that
track? You know it's bad when a nigga make a diss song about you and they singing the shit in the clubs, man. That's not good.
You ain't ever heard that joint, though, though?
I told you, I've only heard one Drake song.
You only heard one Drake song? That should have been the one Drake song that you heard.
What's the one Drake song you heard? Hotel Bling?
Forever. Oh, he heard the one with Eminem on it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I'll give him that. My number 9 was Eazy-E, Real Motherfucking G's. That's my number 9. He was going at Dre, Snoop Dogg, and Death Row on that one. He had his partners on that joint, too. They was just laying into these motherfuckers, man. Called Snoop an anorexic rapper.
Yeah. Why every time somebody go at Dre, they call him gay? Is it just rhyme or?
I don't know, man.
Questionable shit going on.
He might.
It's like every time somebody go at 50, they call him a snitch.
The thing about them going at Dre about him being gay on the real motherfucking G's joint was the fact that Easy knew him from when he was doing his DJ thing, and he used to wear these little frilly, sparkly shirts on his covers.
Yeah.
That's why he was going at him like that. Out. So, yeah, man, that's my joint at number 9, real motherfucking G's, Eazy-E. What you got for number 8?
Number 8, I got... Hold on, I fucking wrote the shit down, bro. I wasn't playing. I got Second Round Knockout by Cannabis.
Second Round Knockout by Cannabis. That was going at LL. You heard that joint, Matt?
Yes.
Of course I did. What you think about that one?
I don't know who did it better, him or LL, to be honest.
I don't know which one did it better.
Like, I was iffy with that battle.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Because I like LL's response on The Ripper Strikes Back.
Yeah. I thought it was kind of corny. He said some shit, but you can't tell me 99% of my fans don't exist when I told you 99% of your fans wear high heels. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to come with something. You gotta come with something more clever than that.
Okay, but that's fact, though. Cannabis, he ain't had no fans after that.
Yeah. That was a good little battle. That was a good little shots at each other. Cannabis came back with Ripper something. He came back with a diss to the Jack, the Ripper Strikes Back joint. He came back with something with that. It wasn't that potent, but They kept it going, man. They kept it going for a minute. My number 8, though, and motherfucker, my number 8 is 50 Cent with Back Down, Targeted, Ja Rule. He went at this dude. he went at the dude, man. You know, talking about
the killer is the transvestite on the end. That's the real killer.
Yeah, man. He went at him on that joint. You know, that was when, and this was an album cut. He put the joint on the album talking about the nigga. Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Said he sing for hoes and sound like the Cookie Monster.
That's true.
Yeah.
He was laying in him, dog. That's my number 8, though, man. 50 Cent, Back Down, Target, Ja Rule. Who you got at number 7?
Number 7, I got Jada. And Styles P, the Problem Child freestyle.
Problem Child.
Ooh.
That was on my list if I had one.
Who was that targeting? That was the one targeting 52?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Oh, man. Yo, whew. Man. That would have been on your list if you had one right there.
Yeah, that was definitely on my list if I had one.
On your list. All right, my number...
Yeah, it was.
My number 7... is Joe Budden Making a Murderer targeting Drake.
Dog. Okay. I'm not even mad at that one.
He went 5 minutes giving all the personals on Drake. Because him and Drake was friends. He laid it to him on the joint because him and Drake was friends. He put the personals out there. Like, yo, he put the personals out there like, yo, nigga, I hooked you up with this bitch and she fucked you over, dog, and left you. And you made a song about her. Like,
yeah.
He put all the personals out there.
I never understood where that started, but he definitely went in.
It started from the fact that when Joe Budden reviewed the album Views. Views from the 6. He reviewed the album and he said that he didn't like it. He felt like Drake could do so much better than that. And Drake caught feelings on the joint. And they had a little conversation in private. Where
that should be a compliment, though. Nigga tell you capable of more. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You put out some trash and it's trash. And you're like, you know what I mean? I don't understand that one.
But he ain't take it right, man. What you got at number 6?
Number 6, I got The Takeover, The Breaks Over, The God MC, Me, Shay Hova.
Jehovah going at Nas on a Takeover joint. That was his response to Ether, right?
That's his that's what set it off right there.
Oh, that's what set it off. I'm sorry. That's the joint that set it off.
Yeah.
That one didn't make my list, man. I felt like it wasn't personal enough to me.
I like the way he broke Nas down in his verse, though. He kind of did it from a fan's perspective. Like, yo, you have one hot album.
Yeah, he did it from a fan's perspective. But when I'm thinking about the disses, I'm thinking about getting into a nigga personally.
Okay.
My number six is Royce the 5'9". Malcolm X aimed at Eminem and D12.
Yeah, we got a very different list. I can't argue on nothing on your shit, bro.
Yeah. Royce the 5'9 on Malcolm X, bro. He ripped Eminem and D12 a new asshole. And then said at the end of the joint, towards the end of the joint, said that he should go, this was when they was beefing with Murder Inc., said he should go sign with Irv Gotti and Murder Inc. just to release a new diss every other week. He was laying into, you know, M hurried up and patched up that relationship, though. Like, yo, I gotta...
Yeah, that's what's up, bro.
I gotta get Royce on my side. I can't have this nigga going against me. Because he was laying into the guys. You ever hear that joint, Matt?
Yeah.
Nope.
Yo, that's one of them joints right there. Nah. That's one of them joints. You should go check that joint out.
You know I won't.
Yeah, you got a lot to listen to, Matt.
Yeah. I'm not into music like y'all.
What you got for number five, bro?
Number five. I'm going to have to stay in Detroit going Eminem, Nail in the Coffin.
Ooh. Ah, that's the one. That's that joint right there. That's that Ja Rule joint.
Benzino.
Benzino?
I think Ja might have got some smoke on that
He got one some
too.
Smoke on that sure. one, too. He got a little smoke on that one. But that joint was the Benzino joint as well. He buried the whole source on that joint.
I was kind of torn between this one and the one he made called The Sauce. But I think Nail in the Coffin is better.
Yeah, I like that Nail in the Coffin joint. So, yeah, man, you going? You ever heard that one? You didn't hear that one, did you?
See, I don't remember the names of tracks.
Yeah.
The only Eminem, well, I can remember certain Eminem shits. I remember one with him busting 50 going at.
Oh, the Hail Mary beat.
Yes.
The Hail Mary joint.
Yes.
The only reason why that one didn't make my list is because M's verse was just a carbon copy of the Hail Mary song. And then 50 Cent's verse was just a carbon copy of Against All Odds' first verse. So that's why I didn't put that one up there. It was just a carbon copy. Fair. But when Busta came on a joint, he was ripping niggas with original joints. So... You know, that's the only reason why that didn't make my list there. My number five is Nas Ether.
Mm.
Yeah, my number five is Nas Ether. The reason why this is number five is because he didn't start dissing Jay-Z until like a minute and a half into the song.
What are you talking about? The song started off, fuck Jay-Z.
It started off, fuck Jay-Z. But if you listen to the first...
Terrible.
Yeah, but if you listen to the first couple of bars that he put out, the whole first part of it was just him talking about himself. Like, he was just rapping. And then he started dissing him until a minute and a half in. The rest of the song, he was dissing the fuck out him with personals and shit.
So you put him at a five a couple of bars?
I put him at a five because of that. Because the other four that I got, niggas is coming at him the whole track. Niggas coming at people the whole track.
All right.
So, that's why I got him at number five, Ether. What you got at number four?
Number four, I got Beanie Siegel, Put Your Hands Up.
Put Your Hands Up. That joint was fire. I ain't gonna lie, that joint was fire right there.
Yeah, that's just like 4 minutes of straight bars, bro.
Yeah.
He took Jada's top off with that one, Paul.
And that was the joint with him and Jada.
I heard it.
My number four is Tupac, Hit 'Em Up, aimed at Biggie, Puffy, and all of them. put that at number four. Cause them Outlaws verses was
Yeah, that's what kills the song to me, man. Pac only had one verse on that shit.
Well, he actually had one and a half verses, cause he started rapping after one of the Outlaws went. But the ending of the song, I felt like him talking was more impactful at the end of the song than all the verses. But that's why. I put that at number four because his first verse was strong. Like that joint was strong.
Come off like first off, fuck your bitch
and the click you claim, nigga. Like you know,
for real.
You know, but that talking at the end solidified that shit. Like nigga, fuck Bad Boy as a record label and a crew, nigga. Like.
You claim to be a player, but I fucked your wife. Yeah. We bust some Bad Boys. Niggas fuck for life.
Niggas fuck for life. Man, these blacks are homie. How I leave you.
You know, word. But that's my number four is Tupac, Hit 'Em Up. What's your number three, bro?
Number three? I got Hit 'Em Up at number three.
You got number three, Hit 'Em Up. Mm-hmm. I have at number three, I got Ice Cube with No Vaseline.
Okay.
No Vaseline. Yeah,
I want to hear what your number one is.
I know you want to hear what the number one is. What you got at number two?
Number two, I got No Vaseline.
You got number two at No Vaseline. My number two, y'all might not have ever heard this joint. And if you haven't, I advise you to go listen to it. It's by The Joker with two R's. Joker, and his song is called Permanent Enemy. It's aimed at a rapper named Hobson. I don't know if y'all ever heard of Hobson, but Permanent Enemy.
The fake black Eminem.
The fake black Eminem, right. He goes in on this dude's entire record label. And the way he structures the song is, it's called, he structured it as What's Beef? I'm going to show y'all how to handle beef. And he starts off saying that the lower guys is light beef and me working my way up to Hobson is the like a ribeye steak almost, or a porterhouse steak, or whatever you want to call it. And he breaks them all down, straight personals, because he used to be a part of the crew and shit. And he telling everything. He hit the nigga with the, you cried when the bitch broke up with you. You called my phone. He played the audio clip of the nigga calling his phone. Crying, like this is one of the most personal diss I ever heard, and I put that at number two. What you got at number one? The best diss of
number
all time.
One. I got your number five at number one. I got Ether.
You got Ether at number one.
Numero uno. Ether
at number one. Cause he, it was real personal up in this joint. At number one. I got Pusha T, The Story of Adidon.
At number one. Yeah, I thought about that one too.
That shit was mad personal, mad disrespectful. He talked about Drake's kid. He talked about Drake's friend who got fucking sickle cell or whatever the hell he got. Said he hoped that nigga don't die while he making you a beat, nigga. Like,
yeah, that is
personal.
I noticed y'all ain't got no female beef on here.
We ain't got no female beef on here?
I'm just saying, you know. It's beef too.
Nah. She's like she, I can't even think of a good one. Sheetha, I really wasn't feeling that.
The only beef where I knew where things got really, really messy, but their songs weren't that great, even though they was talking about each other heavy and deep, was when Trina was going at that bitch Kaya that made my neck my back. Like,
oh yeah.
They was really into that shit. They don't like each other to this day.
yeah, you saw that, right, Trina? Yeah. So she ain't doing no battle with her.
Yeah. And they was really Kaya getting personal.
Kaya talking about she got 268 hits. What's
this? You got 268 hits? Way up.
Yeah. yeah, that's what I said.
On the local and Miami motherfucker heard him.
What about Luda's verse on Stomp coming at T.I.?
That's a good one, too. That's just a verse, though.
I know it's just a verse. I'm just saying.
That was a good verse. T.I. done had him some battles. He didn't lay down some tracks against Lil Flip. You know, Jeezy and
yeah, I like Lil Flip too, man.
Jeezy and Gucci Man had a nice little rivalry.
Yeah, I thought about putting Stay Strapped on here, but I couldn't put it above any of these other ones I had on here.
What was your thought? The thought process behind putting Ether as number one, man. You put Ether as number one.
Ether, I thought it was just a dope ass song, bro.
Yeah.
I like the way he took Jigga Shit. I will not lose. You know what I'm saying?
He proved you lost already.
He has some smoke for Dame. Called him Dame Dummy.
Yeah.
Biggie and East Puffy. But, oh, man. Compared to Beans, you whack. Yo.
You know. But, like I said, man, I just felt like that story of Adidon was mad personal. It wasn't just personal. He fucked up the nigga's Adidas deal because of that song. Nigga was supposed to have a shoe deal that he fucked that shit up. Like, no, you ain't doing this shoe deal no more. Fucked up the nigga album rollout. Like, when you put out a song that fuck up a nigga money, you doing some shit. You fuck up a nigga money. Yeah. You cost him a shoe deal and you fucked up his album rollout. Like, yo, that's some powerful shit right there.
Did you have Checkmate make his major verse?
Oh, that was my honorable.
That's pretty high, right?
That was my honorable mention. Checkmate, Jadakiss. That was my honorable mention.
Yeah.
He went at 50 on that joint.
Yo, the I thought about maybe 50 if I on sing. Every joint. Maybe If I Sing by Sheek. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You know. I thought about that one too, but I was like, damn, there's too many. It's hard to narrow them down to 10. There's too many good ones, man.
It was so many diss tracks that I was looking at, man. And like the dude, the Joker, he did that joint against Hobson, but he also did a song called The Maestro that was a diss to Strange Music and Tech N9ne.
I got an honorable mention. We Are the Streets, The Locks coming at Diddy.
Huh? Yeah.
Yeah. Nigga, you can even say that. You can even say the bridge is over, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There's so many good diss tracks. That's what hip hop needs to go back to, man. When niggas are just rapping. Now when niggas rap, you feel like something bad gonna happen.
Yeah. But when that nigga the Joker was going at Tech N9ne, the first two verses he was telling about a personal experience that he had with Tech and how he was supposed to be signed to the label. But they fucked him over. And then in the third verse, he actually broke down this nigga whole style and was doing the shit in the verse as he talking about the nigga. Like, that dude, the Joker, with two R's.
I definitely gotta hear that one.
He crafts his fucking disses out. And he did a whole fucking CD called Path of Destruction, where it was nothing but diss tracks against all the people that he had beef against. He put them on a collaboration project of just the disses. So he had like 10 of them joints that I could have used, but I chose the Permanent Enemy one because it was the most personal and it went at Hobson in the most egregious fashion.
I thought about putting Take Him to Church on my shit, man.
Ooh, man. It's just so much out there, man. When I was
What about Bada Boom?
Bada Boom. It's just so much out there. Like when I was researching the tracks, I was like, "Damn, dog! They had beats up there that I ain't even know happened. Like fucking 3-6 versus Bone Thugs."
Yeah, I just saw that today. Actually,
I was like, "Yo, I didn't even know these niggas was beefing against each other."
I heard Twista and Bone Thugs had some smoke.
Oh, yeah, I knew that because Twista thinks Bone Thugs stole his style.
Yeah.
I was telling Matt in the car when we was driving over this joint, I was like, yo, I was listening to so many diss tracks. I came across a diss track where 2 Live Crew was dissing Kid and Play.
Damn.
And this was after the House Party movies. Because they literally said the last line of the song was 2 house party movies for 2 house niggas.
Like, don't forget about Dre Day either, man. There's just too many, man.
Dre Day, Nice. You know, it's just so many diss tracks out there, and a lot of those diss tracks didn't get mass appeal because they don't put those diss tracks. Most of those diss tracks didn't make it on albums or mixtapes. They was just Lucy's that was just out there.
Yeah. You had to download it on LimeWire.
Yeah. So
that nigga said LimeWire.
LimeWire. Hit the Napster up.
Shit, LimeWire gave me so many goddamn viruses.
Oh, man. You already knew that.
For real.
You knew the risk you was taking down to LimeWire.
You had to make sure your antivirus protection was on point.
Word. Up to date and all that shit.
Yeah. But we're going to get into this bad advice segment. I believe, Matt, you said we had a question from a listener that we're going to give them some bad advice. So we're going to go with that one first, and then we'll get into the advice column questions that I have.
Ready, Tiger?
What?
So you ready, Tiger?
Shit, we can get it. All right, the question is it cool to have your money separate when you're married?
Is it cool to have your money separate when you married? Yo, if you ain't got the money in the mattress or you ain't got a hidden bank account in the Cayman Islands, what the fuck are you doing?
See, this is good advice. It's supposed to be bad advice, but fuck that. Have your shit separate.
Hey, yo, I'm going to be honest with you, man. Having joint accounts is only asking for trouble. Like, because in every relationship, it's one of you motherfuckers that ain't good with your money. It's like, always one.
Shit, like, me and my girl, we've been together, it's 12 years this month.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't married or nothing, but we ain't doing joint nothing. Her money's her money, my money's my money. My tax money is my tax money. So.
So what you got, Jason? What you got for the man out here? Should he?
That sound like that question came from my wife.
So she's thinking.
I'm just sitting on the same thing. Should I even answer that?
It didn't.
It didn't come from your wife. So
I might abstain from this one.
Fair enough.
I think she's a listener now. Happy Mother's Day, baby. I love you.
Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. You know, all three of us have, you know, those mothers in our lives. Our girls are all mothers. You know, shout out to my mom. She listens to the podcast every week.
My mother, too. Sup, Mom?
Love you. You know, hopefully everything's going good down there in Virginia.
Yep.
What up, Viv? Sorry, Miss Viv, I ain't that. I'm bugging. My bad.
She don't care. It's all love.
All right, man.
She's still on Long Island.
So we gonna get into these advice column questions. So here we go. After a video team meeting today, I hung up the call and proceeded to get undressed for a shower. A few seconds later, when I was significantly but not completely undressed, that means my top was off but not my bottoms, I noticed that the app was frozen, but it was still open. The rest of my team had been staying on for a different meeting, so I prayed that I had disconnected it on the other end and it had closed. After the meeting, my team lead hit me up, and she gently let me know that I had not disconnected the call and told me it wasn't a big deal. Obviously, I'm deeply mortified at the situation. Should I reach out to my teammates for an explanation or an apology? Also, can you tell me that someday I will forget that this ever happened and stop reliving it in my head, wanting to barf?
Bitch, you asked the people who screenshotted your shit because you know they did. They saw some titties on their screen like, oh, shit.
So the question
I was just about to say, like, yo, you might as well embrace that shit and make an OnlyFans.
Make an OnlyFans? You might as well embrace that shit, make an OnlyFans. Get your shit on Pornhub. Get your shit on all the sites. You might as well. They said it wasn't a big deal. because you had a nice rack. That's what it was.
You better hope they was nice.
They said it wasn't a big deal because you had a nice. If you ain't have a nice rack, they're going to be like, oh, Katie, how dare you?
Yeah. If she wasn't on point, her phone would have started ringing. Like, can you please disconnect?
Like, get your ugly ass off the screen.
Niggas was sitting there enjoying that shit. Like, okay, we got free entertainment.
We're texting each other. Yo, is she down?
Yo, she down?
For real.
All right, up next we got. I've been with my boyfriend Alex. That's air quotes. I guess they changed the name. For 2 years, we're both men. I didn't read these shits before. Okay, I moved into his condo shortly before the quarantine, and while it's been weird at times, things have been going really well. He seemed like he's almost perfect. He's a loving boyfriend, and I trust him absolutely, even if he's possessive at times. Never anything to raise an alarm about, though, but he always seemed to be open to talking about it, any of his problems. I was sorting through his drawers in the bedroom after he told me I was welcome to rearrange things and find, you know, and I actually found a hidden compartment in the drawer. Really? Inside, it was an old cell phone of mine that I thought had been lost or stolen for over 2 years.
Oh, shit.
It was fully charged and logged into all my social media accounts.
Oh, shit.
I don't know how, given... Yo, I don't know how, given that I had deactivated them way back when I realized that they were gone, but there was a photo album that included a lot of my snaps from my modeling portfolio back in college. This album had gone missing from my old apartment before I had even met my current boyfriend. I was in a state of shock, put him back, and said nothing to him when he came home. I changed all my social media passwords, but that's it. I have no idea how to discuss this with him. Is there any possible reasonable explanation for what I found? Am I right to be completely terrified? What should I do after discovering that my boyfriend apparently stole my phone and photos from my apartment before we even met?
Bitch, nigga, whoever you are, run. That nigga stalked you. Word up. That nigga stalked you. He got all your social media shit. He got your private photos and shit. Nah, you need to get the fuck up out of there.
That ain't no bad advice, nigga. You gotta get the fuck up out of there.
Word up.
Like, I didn't read this shit beforehand. I had no idea that this was in here.
Oh my God.
But
who has a secret Who has a secret compartment in their dresser? That's white crazy.
People. White people.
Yo, he had a secret compartment and he had your phone that you apparently lost.
And you put it back? You stupid. You should have been gone. Like, you should have been gone. Right.
I can't even give you no bad advice.
There is no bad advice for that. Well, the only bad advice is to stay there and do nothing.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
That's crazy. I can't make that up. That's crazy.
Like, I don't know what to tell you on that one.
When that nigga come home, you sit there on the couch with a knife or a gun and be like, what's this? You know what I'm saying?
That shit's crazy. You know,
I thought I lost the phone over 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, I don't know what to
And he been fully charging that joint. Like,
he's on it every day.
Go get you a fine woman. That's the best advice I can give you.
That's the best advice you can give him.
Bitches is crazy, man. That's probably the bitch in the relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah. For real.
Oh, man. All right, up next I moved in with my significant other of 2 years after my pay was reduced in February due to everything that's been happening with the coronavirus. It didn't make financial sense for me to live in my own apartment anymore. So my SO is my, my significant other, excuse me, is my ex-boyfriend's dad.
What?
Oh my God.
My significant other is my ex-boyfriend's dad, and now I'm living in the home where my ex-boyfriend grew up. My ex doesn't visit the house at all anymore.
I wonder why.
So I suggested to my significant other that we should move everything out of my ex's childhood room and let me store some of my stuff in there and let me use it as a personal office or lounging room. My significant other agreed. So I boxed up everything in my ex-boyfriend's childhood room and moved it into the garage, including the furniture. I redecorated the room and made it mine. Before I even moved his things, I emailed my ex about this and told him that he should come by and look at what he wants to keep and either sell or donate the things. After not hearing from him for 3 weeks, today he texts me, calling me all sorts of names for clearing out his room and taking the room. I'm really trying to be sensitive and nice here, but he's making things very difficult.
Bitch, you fucking his father. What are you talking about? And did you take the nigga room in the crib? What do you mean he's being sensitive?
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
You got some goddamn nerve.
So the question was, am I being a jerk for dating my ex's dad and clearing out his childhood room?
You lucky he didn't fuck you up yet. It's probably coming after this. It's probably coming after this. You want to clear out his room so you can put your shit in there?
Nah, this is the worst advice segment, so this is what you should do. This is what you should do.
For real shit, he need to check his pops. That's what he need to do.
He need to check his pops. That's good advice, but here's the worst advice.
Yeah.
This is the worst advice I can give you. So, what you do is, being that he's texting you and berating you, right? What you do is, fuck his dad in his room, videotape it, and send it to him.
Oh my goodness.
That'll teach that motherfucker.
Oh my goodness.
Take all that nigga shit and light it on fire. Like, fuck you, nigga. You didn't want to come get it when I asked you to? Here you go.
Put it on the side of the road.
Put it on the side of the road.
Antoine's just grimy. I know it's bad advice, but that's just grimy. Like, yeah, man.
So I went too far. That's fucked up.
You would have went too far. Right now. Like, fuck the pops, videotape it, and send it
to
him.
You don't do no shit like that.
That's you asking for a murder right there.
The whole time you was in a relationship with the dude, you and the dad just sitting there sizing each other up.
For real.
She finally got what she really wanted. She wanted that zaddy right there. She wanted that.
Yeah, man.
Hey, man, you got to go to the source.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
That sounds like an episode of fucking, what's Steve Wilkos, man? Steve Wilkos. Not even Jerry Wilkos, man. Steve.
All right. Up next, because of the coronavirus, I'm staying in my late mother's home with my husband, his brother, and his wife, and our younger children. So we got her husband in there, his brothers in there, his wife, and the children all in one space. It seemed like a good idea so we could share the chores and childcare. Two of us are still working full time. One of us is working from home. But the situation has become uncomfortable for me because I am extremely attracted to my brother-in-law. Mm. I had hoped the feeling would die down, But it's gotten even worse over the past couple of weeks. And I have become aware that he seems to be lusting after me as well. My husband and I rarely have sex, owing it to his lack of interest, which set in right after our second son was born. So I'm frustrated, and I'm afraid that something is going to happen between me and my brother-in-law. How do I stop this feeling? How can I shut down the mutual attraction between me and my brother-in-law as we're quarantining together?
Bitch, you don't. You fuck that nigga. Your husband obviously don't want you. Your pussy got loose after the second baby. He was like, I don't want this shit no more. So you go fuck the next nigga that wants you. I'm just saying.
Do you agree with that? You agree with that, Jason? That seems like...
I don't know what to say.
It's supposed to be, Jason, this is bad advice, man. Let's go.
Yeah, fuck it. Throw it at him, see if he catch it.
Throw it at him, see if he catch it.
Yeah.
Hey, man, that's all you can really do, man. Like, if you got that attraction, you might as well just go ahead on and jump up on that thing.
For real. Especially, the husband already don't want you.
You know.
He probably got something else anyway.
He probably do. He probably do. Oh, my goodness.
That's crazy.
Or ask for a threesome. See what happens.
Yeah, I ain't gonna put that. There's a funny story, but you probably know these people. I'll tell you when we get offline. They might be listening right now. I ain't gonna put it out there.
I ain't gonna put it out there. All right. When me and my wife, hosted some family members, one of our female guests took it upon herself to go through our pantry, select everything that had a best buy or sell by date that expired, so an expiration date. So she took it upon herself to take everything out of our pantry that had that it was past the expiration date, proceeding to pour our contents into the garbage disposal and toss out the containers into the recycling bin. We had some other friends experience the same thing when they were hosting her. We are over 65, and as we are all friends, I'm sure the woman thought that she was doing us a favor by discarding the items that were condiments and, you know, some bad food, some food that she assumed was bad. Has it become commonplace for people to go through elders' refrigerators or pantries and toss out expired items without their consent? Is it okay for this bitch to go through my pantry and throw out my shit?
I ain't gonna front. I just did that shit not that long ago. All that 2018 shit.
Oh, no, but you went to somebody else's house and did that?
No, sir.
Exactly. No,
if you want to eat that shit, that's on you. You know what I'm saying? Just don't invite me over for dinner. Y'all want to go ahead and consume that shit. That's on y'all, man.
Well, when you go over to somebody's house and they give you expired food, are you going to be okay with that? I'm guessing that's what the question is.
Nah, I need to be forewarned. You're going to do that.
All right, see, this is bad advice. So what you do is, you go in there, you make a meal out of all the expired shit, and you give it to them motherfuckers. Like, here you go.
Yeah. That's the canned corn and the string beans.
Word up. You got some expired mustard. Oh. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Some expired mayo. Something. Make a meal out of that shit.
Wow. Oh, my God. The fuck is wrong with people, man?
Fucking wrong with people. All right, we got two more, man. We got two more. All right. So, this one says, I was raised in a religious home. I didn't lose my virginity until the embarrassing age of 26.
God damn.
I was told by the church to save it for marriage, and I was a virgin until I met the woman who would become my wife.
So, this is a man?
Yeah, this is a man. What
the fuck's wrong with you, nigga? Keep reading.
So I was a virgin until I met the woman who would become my wife at a party. I said to hell with it. We had a one-night stand, and we've been together now for 8 years. I'm tall and slim, and my wife is short and heavy. Like an idiot, I believe that what's on the inside matters. Because I was an idiot. That's what he said. He said that. Like an idiot, I believed that it's what's on the inside that matters. My wife is the sweetest, most thoughtful person I ever met, and I love spending time with her, but I absolutely have no sexual attraction to her. As a result, I've all but stopped initiating sex, and on a rare occasion when we do make love, I make her come twice while I'm struggling to get off. I know it's shallow, and I know that beauty is only skin deep, but what am I supposed to do when seeing my wife naked sends me into an anxiety attack?
Nigga, you go get you a slim thicky and stop playing.
Get you a slim thicky?
For real. Obviously.
What he said.
For real. Obviously, that fat bitch you with who got the good heart, you don't want. So stop playing. Stop playing. I know she your wife. And you Christian or whatever the fuck you is. But, yeah, you go get you a slim thicky. Stop playing games.
The man even put it here, because I didn't finish. He wrote more after that question.
Oh, all right, go ahead.
He put it here that when I'm helping her out with the laundry, I get bummed because there's nothing in her wardrobe that I find attractive on her. I even look at old pictures of us together and get extremely depressed because I know this is the best she's ever going to look.
Oh, my God.
It doesn't help that she finds me handsome and regularly tells me so. It's gotten to the point where I find any woman who isn't my wife desirable, including but not limited to her friends and family.
So you go hit them friends and family up like, yo, what's goody?
I should also mention she says she has no interest in having an open relationship or a threesome because she prefers to have me all to herself. I don't want to ask her to change because she's perfectly happy with herself, but I'm becoming increasingly resentful. What do I do? How do I tell her? And how is there any way that I could come out of here being a good husband?
Be like, woman, sharing is caring. You got to share your man.
Sharing is caring.
Yeah.
Sharing is caring. Share me with a white
bitch. Bring another woman home and see what happens, man.
That ain't going to go too well. Bring another home.
Bad advice.
Bad advice.
Right. Bring another home, see what happens. Hey, man. Shit. Yeah.
What she can do is say no.
The worst she could do is say no. No, the worst she could do is do like Earl Thomas' girl did and pull that gun out of her ass.
Oh, man.
That's the worst she could do.
Yeah, that was crazy. But,
you know, I mean, it's worth a shot, man. Bring home a nice, sexy bitch and be like, yo, this is what you should look like right here.
Yeah.
Strive to be her. And have that bitch give her tips. Like, yo, wear this type of dress. Yeah. Wear these type of heels.
This is what I want. This is what I like. I don't like this right here. Whatever you got going on, stop it. Stop it.
Whatever you got going on, stop it.
I'm trying to help you.
I got this bitch over here to help you too. I'm fucking her, but she's here to help you as well.
Like, if you want me to stop fucking her, you look like that, and I'll fuck you again. Well,
I mean, I ain't gonna stop fucking her, but I'll fuck you too while I'm fucking her, because this is what you should be looking like.
That's fine. Make it a group effort, man.
Make it a group effort? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good shit right there.
Yeah.
All right. Last one we got here for you guys, man. I like to jump on our neighbor's trampoline whenever they're out of town. I've been doing it for decades.
When they're out of town, so they don't even know about it? God damn, man. Breaking and entering. Okay, let's go.
Yo, the way these things start off, who the fuck writes to somebody and says this stuff?
So I've been jumping on our neighbor's trampoline while they're out of town. I've been doing it for decades. Normally, it's no big deal. But last weekend, they returned home early than usual and caught me in the act. Now, my wife is ashamed to show her face around the neighborhood, and she's blaming me for the whole thing. Her name is Abby. So, Abby, I have a simple solution for the mess, is what I told my wife. If the neighbors don't want me jumping on their trampoline, then they should cough up the money for a private fence. Do you agree? Should my neighbors put up a fence if they want me to stop jumping on their trampoline?
Hell, motherfucker, yeah. It ain't your fault. You can walk right up in their goddamn yard and start jumping. Get your exercise on. Shit.
Under this context, yeah, absolutely. For real.
They should most certainly put up a motherfucking fence, and they should have a guard dog. It's their fucking fault that their fucking trampoline is so attractive that you want to go jump on it.
Attractive and accessible. It's right there.
It's right there.
I ain't gotta hop no fence. I just walk into the next yard.
You know what? They should really, really be ashamed of themselves for leaving stuff that accessible. As a matter of fact, you should go into their house, go into their refrigerators, eat their food, watch their television, make yourself at home, sleep in their bed, put your feet up.
No question.
No question. If they making it all accessible for you, you should definitely take advantage of this. Where's their gate? Where's their alarm? Where's their guard dog? They don't have none of that. Fucking idiots. They're idiots. So you should definitely take advantage of their idiocy. Is idiocy a word?
It is now.
I just made it up. Idiocy. That's not even a... I don't even think that's a word. If that's a word, comment section, let me know, nigga. Idiocy. That's a new word. We writing that
fucking
down.
Fucking dumbass.
Idiocy.
For real. Do you leave your doors unlocked? Because if you do, I'm going in. I'm chilling.
Exactly. You should make yourself at home, man. Their trampoline is your trampoline now.
Word. Go make you some sandwiches. Drink some beers.
You know,
go chill.
Have fun. Mm-hmm. If they got a grill, go use their grill, too.
Matter of fact, throw a motherfucking party.
Throw a party.
Shit.
They don't. What they gonna do?
Shit. Throw a trampoline party. Like, let's get it. Who can do the best trick?
They'll never know because they're out of town.
Yeah.
And even if they come home early, who cares? They should have put a fence up.
Like, y'all should have been here. Y'all should have been here. I'm enjoying your shit more than you are.
You know? Mikasa, su casa, right?
Yeah, man.
Yo, but that is some fucked up shit. Like, you wait till a nigga leave, and then you got the audacity to say that they should put up a fence. Like, who comes up with this crazy stuff?
Where you be getting this shit from?
I just look online for advice column stuff. Like, I just literally just... I type in advice column in Google, and whatever comes up, I just copy and paste that shit.
Dude, where do you think we be getting the weird news stories from, man? That shit is real.
Yeah, the weird news stories, that's all real, too.
Shit, there was a couple times Shaq on his podcast stole some of our weird news stories.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Shaq checking y'all out.
I'm sure they don't listen, but I heard their stories that we did first.
Right.
Yeah, so, I think they do listen, man. So cut that check, man.
Cut that check, man. We innovators out here, man. So
for real, yeah, innovators, man.
You know, I got a couple of weird stories here, man. Y'all might have heard of these.
All right, let's do it.
These ones you might have heard of. So there was a family. It was a mother, a daughter, and a son who went into a Family Dollar. The security guard saw that the youngest child, which was the girl, didn't have on a mask. He said, "Excuse me, miss, you can't come in here while your daughter don't have a mask. She had to put on a mask before you guys enter the store." So the woman left the store with the kids, went back to the husband and said, "They won't let me in the store because our youngest daughter don't got a mask on." Mm-hmm.
The family then proceeded to go back to the motherfucking Family Dollar. And the husband gets into an altercation with the security guard about him also not having a mask on. And he turned around and he shot and killed the security guard over not having a mask.
Yeah, I heard that one. That's crazy, man. And the crazy thing is, it dude I work with is from Michigan. So he's always up on the news in Michigan. It's state mandated that when you go in a public place like that, you need to be wearing a mask.
It's the same way in New York. You can't step into a place without a mask on.
And that's ridiculous. That's terrible. And the other one here was lady walks into a McDonald's lobby. The employees tell her that the lobby is closed. She has to go out, go through the drive-thru. Don't know why. I think they might have been trying to take out. They was taking out the trash or something.
Okay.
But
she probably didn't have no car. Yeah, she had to walk through the
drive-thru. She probably ain't had no car. But instead of her going through the drive-thru or something like that, or ordering off of Grubhub or wherever the fuck you go order off of, the bitch went home, got a gun, came back and shot four McDonald's employees over the shit.
They still had the door unlocked after she went home? Like, what are y'all doing?
I don't know what they're doing. But either way, you shooting motherfuckers over a 10-piece nugget. You shooting motherfuckers over a number one super size. Like, why is this quarantine making motherfuckers angry? Why are you so angry?
Yo, Burger King tastes better.
Burger King tastes better?
Hell yeah.
I remember you told me that. You was like, I had Burger King last week. And I was like, yeah, Burger King. I ain't never heard you eat that no damn Burger King. And he was like, oh.
Because I used to work at Burger King. I ate it so much that I didn't want it anymore.
Yeah.
So after like 10 years off, you know what I'm saying?
Burger King is better.
Yeah, like, it is better.
Give me that flame broil.
Yes.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yo, I came across a, I don't know if y'all seen it. I'm going to send it to you. A fast food March Madness bracket, man. Did y'all peep that?
So you want us to do a fast food March Madness bracket? So you want us to do a bracket on fast foods? Man. We've done brackets on a lot of things. We can do brackets on fast foods now.
I'm with it. I will say there's a lot of stuff I haven't eaten because it ain't in New York.
Yeah, it definitely had like In-N-Out on there and some stuff like that. So those are definitely definite L's. Let's see if I still got it, man. I think I do.
But we can definitely get that on the next episode. We can do a fast food bracket. Shit, we can do a regular food bracket. We can do cookout food. This is how we toss ideas back and forth, man. We're innovators. You know? Yeah, we might take your little idea about, you know, you doing a bracket, but we take the bracket and we make it anything we want to make it.
You know? Anybody can do a bracket about whatever.
Goddamn dog.
You got the dogs over there.
What you sipping on over there?
That Don Julio, man.
You got that Don Julio. I just heard.
Yeah, man.
Now, that Don Julio, I just heard the new Kalani album. And the first track on there is called Toxic. And she talks about that Don Julio making her do what she was doing out there.
Oh, damn. I don't know about all that.
That Don Julio made her get freaky. For YG and shit.
No, you already wanted to do this stuff. The liquor just gives you the help. It gives you that extra courage. I don't want to hear that bullshit.
What did your wife say about somebody being black?
What'd she say about what?
What'd your wife just say about somebody being black?
Oh, she had her people that just showed up. And I tried to, they was like, oh, you ain't say hi. And I stuck my arm up to wave. And they were like, oh, she can't see you because you're black.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
It's all right. You can let that slide.
You can't see you because you're black. Wow.
I just sent that bracket to y'all right now.
Okay. Right. We can definitely get that on the next show, man. We don't have no problems doing that, you know. Because we definitely always looking for new stuff to put through on the show.
Can I ask y'all a question?
Uh-huh.
I know this ain't the sports episode. What y'all think about the schedules?
Yeah, we did talk about that. I mean, the schedules look pretty decent. I'm looking forward to a few of the games on there. As a matter of fact, I think I got...
Watch out for Miami coming to San Fran.
Yeah, I saw that. That's like week 7, right?
If I'm not mistaken. Somewhere around there.
The Buccaneers got like 9 primetime games.
Yeah, man, I saw that, man.
Yeah, because Tom Brady's there. Man. That's the only reason why.
So, man, y'all bugging. I understand why, but still. Fucking niggas.
They should have, I mean, on paper, they should have the most potent offense in the league. They have
one. I didn't lie. I saw my team had weeks number 2 and 3 against the Jets and the Giants in New York. And I wasn't really happy about that because
my Dolphins did it last year. and we did cold weather, so at least it'll be warm when you come.
Yeah, but since we a West Coast team, you know what I'm saying? You want to stay out on the East Coast, but with the way Corona is killing the tri-state area, do you really want to sit there for 2 weeks?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I was thinking about. But hopefully in September, you know what I mean, they get a little better handle on this shit.
Shit, this is New York. We're ahead and behind on everything. We are one of the last states to still not open up. So who the fuck knows?
Yeah, I can kind of see them start. Like, at this point, I don't give a fuck, bro. Just bring me something. I watch baseball right now. I'm so sports deprived right now, bro.
You got UFC on right now.
Yeah, I saw that, and one of the dudes tested positive.
Yeah,
bro.
But the event is still going on. It's on right now.
Yeah, I actually did see it. I was watching that early. I'm not going to lie.
You know, shit, you got NASCAR coming back in like 2 weeks.
I need nigga sports, man. I need
I'm just saying.
I need the NBA or I need the NFL experience. But I need some type of NBA playoff, man. Please.
Dude, just keep YouTubing it because I don't think it's coming back anytime soon.
Yeah.
Not all the states are opening up and it can't happen.
I watched Golden State versus the Memphis Grizzlies. 2016, the 82nd game of the season, when they were 72-9 going for that 73. That's how bad it's gotten, man.
Hey, it is what it is. I mean, as long as you can watch games, shit, go back and watch games you ain't never seen before. Shit.
Yeah, I feel like I'm pretty. You know what game I've been looking for? I can't find it. You remember the Eastern Conference Finals when the Heat were down 3-2 to the Celtics and LeBron just went Super Saiyan? I can't find that game on YouTube, man.
Hmm.
Well, yeah, I think he had like 47 and 16, something crazy, bro.
Hmm.
I cannot find that game.
You can't find a LeBron game? That's shocking.
That is shocking.
I can't find it, bro.
I'm going to tell you why you can't find that shit. You can't find that shit because those LeBron sexuals, they've made it disappear. They don't want you to know about games that nigga lost, series that nigga lost.
Nah, they won that game.
They won that game, but they lost that series.
Nah, they won the series. That's the first year. Because the Heat went to the finals all 4 years.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about... When the Celtics beat those guys.
You want to know why you can't find it? Because ESPN is probably going to air it soon.
I want to see it.
ESPN, they'll probably air it soon. They probably copyrighted that shit.
They took them off.
Yep.
When I was watching that Grizzlies-Warriors game, shit made me sad, man. Because the second part of the doubleheader was Kobe Bryant's last game, and...
Yeah, fuck that. I watched Kobe Bryant's last game at work.
Yeah. They was thanking Kobe Bryant, talking about how much he meant to the sport and shit. Like, damn, Kobe.
You know what I do, man, every week I go and I listen to on ESPN Plus, I listen to a detail with Kobe Bryant. I just gotta listen to him break down the game, man. I miss that. Him breaking down the game is incredible.
Like, this dude could really, he could really break down the game. And we had years upon years upon years of him being able to teach the younger guys. He was in that mentor role, man. And that's gone from the game.
Ridiculous, man.
You know?
I knew we needed to ask you, Matt, do you collect, you a Jordan collector? I know you're a Michael Jordan stan. Do you collect the sneakers, the retros and all that shit?
I'm not a sneakerhead.
Nah.
No, okay.
Nah, I don't do the sneakers either, man. For one,
yeah, I can't afford Jordans. Not to mention, to me, them shits ain't comfortable.
Some of them are not. I agree with that.
Even Jordan would tell you them shits ain't comfortable.
Yeah, you seen the Last Dance? He said the one had his motherfucker foot bleeding.
Yeah.
I don't like ones either. So that's I was like, damn.
Now before we wrap this up, right now, on the stock market, there is a ticker symbol $ALEX that is selling. Right? 30 investors have participated in buying this new stock.
The fuck is it?
It's a kid named Alex. He's selling stock of himself on the stock market. He's raised $20,000 so far selling a fictitious stock of himself. How in the fuck
What's the share worth?
Right now, it's selling at 20 cents a share, but he's raised $20,000. $20,000 selling himself. It's not even a company.
I got to quote Don King on that, man. Only in America, man.
It's not even a real company. It's him. It's his self. He's stock exchanging himself. How did he even apply to be a ticker item?
Who
pushed the paperwork through for that?
Oh, man. 2020, man.
He's considered an ICO.
We ain't gonna never forget 2020, man. I promise you that.
Nah, it's only gonna get worse because Trump's about to get reelected.
Yo, did it snow up there?
Yes.
It did, man. We talked about that earlier.
It didn't stick, but it damn sure snowed.
Yeah, man. You know?
Now they got these killer bees. Like, what the fuck is going on, they got
the killer wasp. Yes. That thing was like 2 inches long, dog.
Yo, what a time to be alive. Man, for real.
There's too much going on in the world, man. Too much going on in the world. People are crazy.
Shit, Mother Nature trying to take the earth back.
For real, man. All the destruction, y'all polluting her, man. She got mad at y'all.
Don't say y'all.
She got mad at y'all.
I don't pollute.
Oh, you eco-friendly over there, man?
I try to be, man. I damn sure try to be. I don't be throwing shit on the ground and all that. Nah.
Yeah. I do my recycling. I do a lot of recycling. Yeah.
Uh-oh. What happened?
Oh, I ain't even look at it. I just saw the alert come up. It's just watching live. The
Cam Newton signs with the 49ers 1 year, $8 million deal.
Yeah, if only that was true, right?
Yeah, that'd be a great insurance policy.
Cam is waiting for the Patriots to offer him a deal.
Cam is waiting on the Patriots.
I think they're going to sign him until he can go and whatever team wants to sign him, their doctors can look at him and be like, he's good to go. That's what I think the hold up is.
Yeah, that's probably what it is. But we'll see what happens.
Yeah, but every other team got a quarterback.
Yeah.
Hey,
the Patriots, they do have a quarterback. They, you know, whoever was backing up. We ain't got no money,
but you know what I mean? He want to sign for the minimum.
Shit.
We'd love to have you.
We got our QB. We don't want you, Cam.
Hey, man, it is what it is, man. It is what it is. Y'all, either one of y'all got anything else for the people, bro?
Be safe out there. Hit the Facebook group up. Hit us up on Twitter. You know, leave ratings and reviews where you can. It helps us.
You got anything for the people, Jason?
Nah, man. Like Matt said, everybody be safe, man. Don't let your guard down because they open this shit back up, man.
Happy Mother's Day to you mothers out there. I know this episode will drop after that, but...
Yeah. Happy Mother's Day to all your mothers, to my wife, to my mom. I love you guys. I love you ladies. Excuse me. That's the Don Julio, mom. I'm sorry.
It's no problem, man. Again, like they said, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. We appreciate you guys listening to us. You know, we'll be back next week with the food bracket, the fast food bracket.
Did you get it?
Yeah, we got it. We got it. We'll be back next week with that. If Jason's going to be on the show, he'll be back next week with all the rest of us. We appreciate you guys listening. For Jason, my homeboy Matt.
Jason, don't hang up.
So, yeah, I got to tell y'all that shit. Yeah, I know you're going to remember these people,
man. I
want to
hear that story.
For Jason, that's my homeboy Matt. I've been Antoine Weisslicker. This has been the 2 Cents and Nonsense Podcast, and we out.
We out.